Welcome to Level With Us, the bonusode. We're releasing some unheard content from previous interviews to explore a topic more in depth, look at it through a new lens, or a different perspective. These shorter sodes will also give us the opportunity to answer any questions from listeners. So if you want to know more about a topic, or you just want us to look at a housing-related issue that we haven't yet covered, go to the Level With Us page on our website, homeportohio.org, and fill out the form. All right, let's get into it. We're back with Michael Corey, CEO of the Human Service Chamber of Franklin County. During our conversation, the topic of climate change kept coming up in one way or another, so I decided to dedicate this bonusode to the topic. On top of the acute crises our community is facing, the global issue of climate change is one we're already beginning to contend with. Michael says that as more people vacate higher risk areas, Ohio and other places in the Midwest will become more populous than even generous estimates are projecting. How are we going to prepare for that? Is it even possible to prepare adequately?
We're about to grow so fast, and we've been growing fast. And that excites a lot of people in our sector, and it makes a lot of them very anxious. It excites me more than makes me anxious, because I know that even if we're perfect in all of our planning, we're not going to be ready for the amount of growth that's coming. But I would so much rather be city positioning itself to be a major North American city than not, which a lot of our peer cities today won't be in 10, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And our boring geography is finally going to be a strength. It is already. And a lot of it's being driven by global warming. If you're a company and you're looking for a place to set up shop now, you don't want to be in a part of the country that is going to have to deal with volatile weather and volatile temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Wildfires and hurricanes.
Yeah. All of the things. Mm-hmm. And floods and mm-hmm. Water shortages, which right. is a major piece of this too. Columbus is extremely well situated to be inoculated from the worst of all of those things.
Right.
We're not going to be immune. But we're 100 miles away from 20% of the world's fresh water supply. We don't have an ocean or a major lake that's on the cusp of broaching and flooding our communities. We already have major infrastructure institutions here. We're going to grow really, really fast. And finally, we're going to have passenger rail. By the end of the decade, I think those trains will be running here.
Love that for us.
Yeah, I mean, crucial. Mm-hmm. And now we have to build out the intra-city piece. And Link-Us is the first step of, I hope, many steps towards that. But we're going to grow so fast that our systems have to be ready for that. And everybody's focused on housing and childcare and transportation, as they should be. But all of our other systems have to be scaling up fast, too. And some systems can afford to do it now. The hospitals are. That's why the hospitals are on a building binge, among other reasons. Our sector is not ready for that growth. A lot of other sectors are not ready for that growth. Our school systems are not ready for that growth. I think all of our estimates are conservative.
Yeah.
Now I'll nerd out with you for a minute. So we all know that the first year and a half of the pandemic, people flocked to the Southeast and the Southwest. Mm-hmm. Florida just had a population boom. And a lot of us that are perhaps paranoid about the climate watched that and thought, that's not a good decision.
It's a bold move.
Yeah. It's a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah, I'm old enough to get the dodgeball references. Now it's already begun to boomerang back.
Yeah.
Because insurers won't insure people's homes in certain parts of Florida already because of hurricanes and floods and everything else. That alone will drive people out of that state and that part of the country, let alone the temperatures, mm-hmm. which will do that. And where are they going to go? They're not going to go to parts of the country that are way too expensive, that a lot of them had fled initially, like New York, like Eastern Pennsylvania. Wonderful places to live, but that are just not attainable for a lot of people anymore.
Yeah.
They're going to come to Ohio. They're going to come to Michigan. They're going to come to Indiana. They're going to Illinois. They're going to come to Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Midwest.
We're going to have a Midwest moment.
I think we're in it.
Yeah.
I think it is emerging as we speak. And a lot of stuff is going to change so much faster than we've seen change happen in a long time. at the Global Climate Summit, a lot of folks just kind of conceded we're not going to stop at 1.5 degrees. It's going to get to 2. That's a terrifying notion.
Yeah.
But okay, if that's what we have to deal with, then what do we have to do? Let's do it. And I think we here have to be ready for all of the changes that are going to come because of that.
Yeah. What's unfortunate is it's going to take the worst of the worst happening before a lot of us are going to feel compelled to act any differently.
That's right. But to bring it back to Homeport, we need organizations like this as much as we ever have in this community, because we need people to have safe, stable housing fast.
Yeah.
And you're building it. And it's going to have to be the kind of housing that can withstand some of the unpleasant weather that's coming, that's here. All of that matters. We better than anybody else, we can't build it fast enough. Some of these modular housing opportunities, some of these 3D printed housing opportunities are really captivating.
Yeah.
And they're not solutions today, but they might be as the technology improves and the costs come down.
Let's use this technology for the good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. There's plenty of technology being weaponized. We need to use the technology for good where we can.
Yes, please.
So.
The Human Service Chamber added a climate strategy director this year to provide related resources to their member organizations. And there's a lot more to tap into these days, as larger scale moves have been made, like the Inflation Reduction Act, passed in 2022 as the biggest investment in combating climate change in U.S. and world history.
What's been interesting is that, in my opinion, the most important legislation in 25 years passed in 2022 with the Inflation Reduction Act. And it was so important because it poured billions and billions of dollars into doing and incentivizing a lot of this clean energy transition that we have to undergo to give us a chance to not have our global temperature exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius. Just by giving us that chance, we have hope that we can make the changes we need to make to mitigate against the worst of what could come. The problem is, a lot of people don't seem to know about all of the money that's available for them to help make that transition in their own lives. So one of the things that we're trying to do is change that, at least with the area that we can reach in Franklin County, the Columbus region. We want everybody to tap into all of the rebates that are available, all the opportunities that are available through weatherizing their homes, electrifying their appliances, electrifying their car, and getting solar panels and batteries in their homes and businesses and nonprofits. It's paramount. But I think one of the reasons why global warming has left the immediate conversation is because, fortunately, there hasn't been a crisis driven by global warming in Ohio or in this country for a few months. We don't have smoke like we did earlier this summer pouring in from Canada, which was a global warming driven consequence for us, even though we're a country away. We don't have negative 35 degree temperatures on Christmas like we did last year, which is also a global warming consequence, even though it's super cold. People are always reactive.
Yes, with so many things going on, so many headlines, so much in people's feeds, people have the tendency to react rather than prepare for the next crisis. But there are more resources now than ever before through the Inflation Reduction Act. Individuals and entities can get an up to 30% tax credit for adding renewable energy systems to their homes and businesses. The EPA's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund is allocating roughly $7 billion toward expanding the number of low-income communities primed for residential solar investment. These actions have already spurred $110 billion in clean energy manufacturing investments in its first year, and they're expected to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by about a billion tons in 2030. I'll put a link in the show notes for folks interested in learning how to get in on this program and save on energy costs.
There are all sorts of interesting things happening in improving the safety of homes and places where people live, and making them not just safer places, but also cleaner. When we talk about all the innovations we've undergone in clean indoor air, that makes people safer immediately. All of the government funding that's coming in on lead pipes will have dramatic effects for generations of kids once we get that work done. making it easier for people to have sustained cheaper power, which solar energy is going to do as we, that's going to scale up so fast over the next decade. That's going to have significant effects. But we have to be very intentional about making sure solar panels aren't just going on homes in high wealth zip codes, but in low wealth zip codes too. That's where they're much more needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking a lot too about global warming and its disproportionate effects, Lauren. And we are excited, if that's the right word, to be, I think, on the front lines as a community of incorporating preparation for global warming and its consequences for the people we're serving compared to other communities. But we have to work fast.
Level With Us is brought to you by Homeport and is recorded, mixed, and edited by Lauren Sega. All sources are in the show notes. Homeport creates strong communities by developing quality, affordable homes on a cornerstone of dignity, security, and opportunity. To learn more, or if you'd like to support our mission, visit us at homeportohio.org.